Let's get the latest update with one of our correspondents who's just off of Cairo's Liberation Square on the situation right now. What are you seeing?
Yeah, pretty worrying development from where I'm standing. I'm actually on a balcony that's overlooking a road, one of the roads that are parallel to Liberation Square or Tahrir Square. And what's happened just in the last 15 minutes is that dozens of Mubarak supporters have erected some kind of cordon or a barricade, if you like. They've done that using a huge billboard that they've managed to get up and hold with bits of wood. And now they've dragged one of those police lorries that we saw being set on fire last Friday, also a very, very big vehicle. So they've used those to create a barricade. Meanwhile, they've collected a lot of stones, hundreds of them, and they've put them right there in the center. They're clearly getting ready for some kind of confrontation. They've also been, just in the last 5 minutes or so, destroying the street lights, making sure that the whole area around us right now is pitch black. And I've been seeing some of these supporters putting on balaclavas, covering their heads. So clearly something is going to happen right in front of us here, as I said, just off Tahrir Square.
Yeah, it does sound like something is just about to take place any minute now. Okay, so while the pro-Mubarak supporters are erecting these barricades that you're talking about, what's the other side doing? What are the pro-democracy protesters doing?
Well, I can only tell you from what I'm hearing other people say and our other correspondents and indeed what I can hear. And it does sound like the pro-democracy demonstrators are still inside Tahrir Square. And from what I could understand, that it seemed that the Mubarak supporters were surrounding them. And certainly from my vantage point, I could tell that there's no way that any of the pro-democracy demonstrators could have left Tahrir Square via the route that I'm overlooking. It simply wouldn't have been possible. People have been running up and down with sticks, with batons. Anyone who looked vaguely as if they were one of those demonstrators were getting beaten. So certainly this one exit out of Tahrir Square, there are many exits, but this one exit was completely cordoned off. So the idea, and this is simply a guess on my behalf, but the idea is that if the Mubarak supporters were to retreat from the circumference of Tahrir Square, the pro-democracy demonstrators would feel secure enough to start leaving, perhaps even trying to get home. And at that point, perhaps they will have basically lured them into a trap over here, as I can see, because they've also cordoned off the other side of the road. So once they get to this junction right in front of me, as their backs are to Tahrir Square, they will only have one place to go, that is straightforward. And that's also barricaded, as I can see, just peering out from the balcony. So in fact, they will have totally entrapped them. There doesn't seem to be any other exit to get out of this particular square.
It just sounds like the people that are barricading, putting up the barricades, like you're telling us, these pro-Mubarak supporters, as we're calling them, it just sounds like this is something that's highly organized. Do we have any idea who's behind this and who's organizing this?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question. You're totally right. It is very organized. They're even asking us here on balcony if we know whose cars are parked downstairs, because they should be moved. They're saying that they're going to be destroyed once this street battle starts. So, yes, they are absolutely organized, and they don't seem to even be in a hurry. I feel like it's almost at their pace. Once they finish putting up their barricade, whatever they're planning will start. As to who exactly they are, it's very difficult to tell. All I can tell you is that from the people that I am staying with, the people who have given me shelter here, and the surrounding neighbors that I've been speaking to, a lot of them who have been living here for decades in the same apartment are telling me that they recognize a lot of people that they're seeing below. They're very close to us, so they have a good view of them, and they're saying that they recognize them as policemen who have been in the past patrolling this particular area and that know this area very well. That is what they're telling me. I can't confirm that, of course.
All right. Thank you for bringing us that update. That's one of our correspondents there on the ground telling us that there seems to be some sort of standoff that's about to take place any minute now between the pro-democracy supporters and pro-Mubarak supporters off of Liberation Square, or Tahrir Square, as it's known. So the battle seems to be raging on in Cairo.